Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hunter wellies and a dog, grow potatoes, gradually develop xenophobic views. Start saying things like, oh, it's all right them coming over here, they just need to learn the language. Yeah, maybe I'll get a slow cooker, I can make casseroles.
It's not a million miles away from where you are right now, mate.
God, well, I think we might have hit rock bottom.
Have we? I feel it's been worse than this. Didn't we, like, nearly get relegated last year?
Yeah, that was different. I still had power then. I mean, now look, I'm gonna fucking lose everything to this self-righteous social justice knob face head. It can't get worse than this.
Theo, I'm just in the middle.
Jess, Kelvin Reed has slept with Marco Nippich's wife.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
Theo!
Oh, hi guys.
Right, what's going on? Who are you calling?
I'm trying to get through to Kieran.
Why?
Just to see if he knows more about this, or if, you know, he can come and sort it out.
Theo, I don't mean to trespass on your turf when it comes to intimate knowledge of the players' personal lives, but if Nippich's wife has already shagged Kelvin, she's definitely shagged Kieran.
Really?
Yeah, you can't just throw around those assumptions, Jess.
20 quid.
You're on.
Ugh, he's not answering.
Where's Kelvin?
In there, in the meeting room.
What's he doing in there?
Well, I thought we'd want to take some kind of disciplinary action.
Jess, what's the club policy on shagging other players' wives?
I don't think there is one.
Patrick, where the fuck you been, man?
Busy.
Listen, we need your signature on Andre Zikov's contract.
I'm sorry, who now?
The free agent. You and Benny are paying this guy 100k a week.
Oh, yes, right. Sorry, I'll just sign it in a bit. We've got a bit of a problem at the moment, so...
Oh, you're paying some Russian nobody 100 grand a week.
Can we focus on one problem at a time,
you know,
please?
If he's Russian, I'll need to run the club ethics code by him. Those lot always take a bit of cultural assimilation.
Ethics code? I mean, what about the wife shagging? Is that not covered by your ethics code?
Who's been shagging what now?
Okay, Kelvin Reed is in there. He's had intimate relations with, what's her name?
Petra Nipic.
Petra Nipic.
Petra Nipic?
I'm on her Instagram now and I can't say I blame Kelvin.
Let's have a look. Fuck me, I gotta get Instagram.
Can we please just calm down, okay? I need to speak to Kelvin.
No, I need to speak to Kelvin. This is a communications issue.
How is this a communications issue?
This is a fucking football player issue. I should be in there.
I'm responsible for the well-being of the players. It should be me.
Right, fuck. Okay, fine. We'll all go in. But here's the game plan, okay? Kelvin has completely fucked with Sven's new regime, all right? This is a serious issue and he's going to suffer the consequences. Okay, Marko Nipic is a valuable first-team player who has been part of this squad for years. Kelvin has a checkered past. Put it that way. Colin, you and Benny need to work on finding Kelvin a new club right now.
He's just signed for us.
Yeah, well, get him out on loan then. Call around the championship clubs.
Right, I'll meet you in there.
I should just say, before we go in, Kelvin can, at times, exaggerate the truth a little.
Wait, you're saying he didn't shag her?
No, he did. I'm just saying, take what he says with a...
pinch of salt?
More than a pinch. A fistful. Maybe two fistfuls.
Understood. Right, come on. Kelvin.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know Jess Tate. She's our head of communications. You know Theo Clinton, chief player, liaison officer.
All right.
Kelvin, before we take certain steps that we feel are best for the club... can you just inform us of the situation from your point of view?
The situation of...
of you having relations with a certain woman.
You're going to have to narrow that one down, yeah? Because I have so many women in my life here. I had to get a new phone, right, just to store the numbers of the girls that want some of me. Like, the contact book was full, you understand? A whole new device, yeah? I was in the Apple store and they were like, damn, Kelv, man, we're going to need to get you a phone we've been working on that has like triple the storage just to stay on top of this shit, man.
Yeah, aren't the contacts saved to external storage?
No, mate. Look it up.
Maybe later. Jess, you were saying.
I wasn't saying, ow, anything. You just kicked me. Look. Kelvin. We believe your actions have caused a big, big problem in the first team, and we need you to tell us how this happened. We really need the truth.
You calling me a liar?
No one is calling you a liar, Kelvin. We just need to work with the most accurate information possible.
Because I had to take a lie detector once, yeah? And I got 4 marks, yeah? I got A++++.
Right. A lie detector test isn't like a written exam, Kelvin. It's a clinical measurement. That...
yeah, I know.
Okay.
Kelvin, can you please just let us know what you know? But without exaggeration, just stick to the basic facts.
Exaggerate? Please. I don't need to exaggerate with this girl. She wanted it. Bad.
Then let's hear it.
So, like, a few weeks back, Marco scored past, what's her name? The ones that are relegated already.
Sheffield United.
Yeah, that's it. Sheffield United. So, he scores past them. And then that night, he shares on his Insta some story from some girl called Petra, and she's saying how proud she is of him and whatever. And I can see that a decent pair of tits in the profile pic. It's like a few pixels on the screen, though, innit? Because of that profile picture, top left story and that, innit? But yeah. So, I'm like, better go check this out. I check out the tits. I'm right. Fucking 2020, perfect vision. You know what I mean? I just knew it. Zoned in on them, bang! I've got like a radar for that shit, spidey sense type of thing, you know. Anyway, I'm like,
I'm gonna follow this girl. I'm sort of hoping it's his sister, but it ain't, because I can see in the pit there's some kids, proper ugly kids, and they look like him. And then in the other pit is her kissing his ugly mug. But anyway, I follow her, she follows me back. You follow?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, decent. Anyway, so I start a game into the Marco Underwelly for the Burnley one. You know the 0-0, remember?
Not really, thank fuck.
I start, and Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville and Lineker are like, that was one of the best performances from anyone this season.
Kelvin.
What, bruv?
Stick to the reality of the situation.
That is the reality, man. How about you watch Football Analysis?
Kelvin, yeah? Just please, can we circle back to the Petra side of things?
Right. After the game that I single-handedly carried us in, yeah, I have a message on Insta on my phone. And it's from Petra.
Right, what did it say?
It said, OMG Marco is mad. Then it's the little monkey face, the one that's covering his eyes and smiling and that.
Yeah, I know the one. And to clarify, she's saying mad as in angry.
Yeah.
This isn't like a mental health thing.
No. So we start messaging over the next few days. One night, she sends me an emoji of a goddamn aubergine. And I'm like, fuck, this shit is real.
Sorry, can we just pause for a second there?
What's up?
Why is the aubergine a significant point?
It means cock.
Does it?
Yes.
Wait, sorry, aubergine? Which one's that again?
The big purple thing.
Oh, the eggplant one.
Eggplant? Who says eggplant?
Americans.
Well, I mean, but it proves my point. You know, I mean, it's closer to egg-shaped. An aubergine looks nothing like a cock.
Some do.
Okay, come on, Kelvin, are you sure you don't mean a courgette?
Aubergine, bruv. And it had water splashes after it.
Oh my God, really?
Better fucking believe
what
it.
What a tart. Go on, Petra.
Right, what does that signify? Just wash the veg before consumption?
Come.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not making this up, Patrick. It's what it means.
She's right, big man.
Lovely. So, okay, continue.
Wait, how do you spell aubergine?
Why are you writing this down?
So we have record of it.
Stop, Theo. It's not necessary. Okay, Kelvin, continue.
Yeah, so this is early Jan. And then when all the lockdown stuff starts kicking off, Marco goes to Croatia for a couple of days to see his mum or something before, you know, lockdown and that, or maybe she's dying, I can't remember. Anyway, she messaged me a picture of her tits.
His mum?
No, Petra.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Oh.
Let me just find a pic so I can read it.
I'm here!
Oh, how convenient, the perverts arrived.
Take a seat, Colin, and shut up. Okay, Kelvin, we don't need the picture.
Oh, what?
So I get that message, and I'm like, right. Deep breath, Kelvin. How can we do this so we don't breach pandemic guidelines? So I figure Marco is in my bubble. These tits are therefore in his bubble, and I can fuck somebody who's basically in my bubble. That's the rules, right?
Words to that effect, yeah.
So she's like in a bubble within my bubble, so I can fuck that. So I go over, yeah, and fuck her.
Charming.
Pen's run out.
Stop writing, Theo.
Right, Kelvin, can you tell me how Marco then finds out and how we got to this point now?
As I say, I'd been getting some runs in the team.
Colin, Sven liked to play with can we get rid of him or what?
Derby County.
They'll take him?
Yeah, they'll pay 60% of his wages.
For fuck's sake,
all
fine.
All of a sudden, in training, he's like, fucking with me.
How so?
Just like, kicking, pushing, stamping and that. It's like, what the fuck, man? This is training. This ain't West Brom at home, you know? So he keeps at it. I tell Kieran and that, but after a while, I'm like, hey, fuck this. One day he kicks me again and I'm like, hey, motherfucker, quit being a little bitch, man. And he's like, nah, bruv, you fuck yourself. And I go like, hey, I don't need to fuck myself, bruv. I'll be fucking someone else. And she's fine, Marco, let me tell you. And I shoot him like a wink and that. Anyway, he must know that she's fucking about. And he goes, suck my dick, fat boy. And then that's when I show him how it's fucking done.
Right, so you fought him?
I ain't sucking nobody's dick.
Yeah, I understand that.
You get me? I ain't sucking nobody's dick. I ain't even sucking Brad Pitt's dick.
Sorry, can we just get back on message?
Sorry, where did Brad Pitt come into this?
Jess, please.
I'm saying everyone wants his dick and I don't. That's how much I do not suck dick. That's how wrong that creation piece of shit is.
Look, yes, I understand, Kelvin. He's just an example. I get it, you know? I mean, who wouldn't want to suck Brad Pitt's dick?
Shania Twain?
Colin, one more word and you're out.
I'm confused. The dick-sucking comment? Is that Marco acknowledging the affair?
No, Theo. Kelvin is talking about the fight. The affair is still secret. Just keep up.
No, I think Theo's right. That's when the penny dropped for Marco, right, Kelvin?
The wink, bruv. He read it from the fucking wink. He knew. And I explained to him with my fist that I ain't sucking anyone's dick unless it's an emergency.
What kind of emergency would...
Out.
What? No, wait, please.
Out, Colin. I mean it.
For sake.
Right. What were we saying?
Aubergine. Dying mother. Brad Pitt's dick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This one.
week at Sukarnov.
Over at Self Care Club, Wellness Road Tested, Lauren and Nicole discussed intuitive eating and rebelling against diet culture.
Actually, I'm really proud of myself that I did that because it was hard and it was bloody brave to actually stand up and say, you know what? I choose my life. I choose to have quality of life. I choose to be two dress sizes bigger and much fucking happier for it.
For even more great content, there's also a brand new episode of Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy, who sat down with Borussia Mönchengladbach's assistant manager, René Maric. He talked through his journey from a football blogger to coaching one of the most exciting football teams in Europe.
You always focus on the next game and you focus on every opponent, no matter which competition and the level of the opposition. You always focus on each opposition the same in terms of investment of time and resources.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
Oh, well, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, not how I thought I'd be spending my deadline day.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see who's won the 20 quid. Hi, Kieran.
You all right?
Quick question. Have you ever slept with Petra Nipic?
Oh, yeah, loads of times.
Yes!
Loads and loads and yes. Loads and loads and loads and loads and loads. I actually got bored of it after a while, but then I went back and
did it. All right.
And loads
thanks.
And loads and loads
yeah,
more
yeah,
times.
Thanks. Bye. Cough it up.
I'll transfer it to you.
Go on, then.
Later.
No, now.
I'm busy.
Ugh, I know you won't do it.
Jess, if you don't mind, I'm already going to be losing 40% of Kelvin's wages per week without him even playing for us, you know? Instead, I'm shipping him off to Wayne Rooney's Relegation Rovers, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Patrick.
Benny, how's things?
I'm a busy bitch. I need to have a conversation with you, motherfucker to motherfucker.
Go for it. Can't be as weird as the last conversation I had.
In private, please.
Right, Benny, I'm really busy. Make it quick.
The Russian kid is signed. I'm just about to finish the paperwork on the defender from France.
Great.
The consultant fees on the wages is 11% for you, 3% for me, and 7% for our friend.
Don't say his name. Anything else?
The slight problem with Signor Reed.
Yeah, don't I fucking know it.
His wages will only be covered partly with his loan deal. It's a very fucking shitty shit.
Yes, I know, it's very fucking shitty shit, but I have no other options, alright? The transfer window is going to close in a couple of hours and he's shagged some player's wife.
It's Petra, isn't it?
Oh, God, who is this woman? For fuck's sake, if those tits cost me this new manager bounce, I'll be so fucking angry.
Reed is one of the assets we secured with consultant fees, Patrick.
Meaning?
We paid him a lot of money per week so that we could take our cat.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm sorry, Patrick, but we didn't know it would end like this.
Oh, fuckity, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Right, great. So that's great. He gets a shit ton of money per week, and now we're throwing money at you and Matt. Out! Christ. Woody, it's me. I need some help. We have a problem with Kelvin Reed and Marko Nipic. Call me. Oh, that was quick.
I didn't realise I was being timed, Bet.
Oh, it's you.
Andre Zikov and Abdoulaye Robert. Lovely, that's my son. Got yourself an 11% cut, I see, you cheeky fucking gun.
Mac, we are shipping Kelvin Reed out to Derby County.
Petra Nipic, eh?
Yeah. How do you know?
I know it all, pal. The nipples of Nipic, the Balkan boobs, the teats from Split. Formidable pair on her pads, sent by the Lord to test mortal men.
He's got to go, hasn't he?
Kelvin, yeah, I think you may be right.
I mean, I don't really have any other options, do I?
Oh, wife shagging is commonplace in this game, pal. It's a foundation on which the entire sport is built. You can't escape it. I said the same to John Terry and the Chelsea management. Donate the player, I said. Hate the wife. And you know what? They trusted me, and years on, it's water under the bridge.
It wasn't water, it was a woman, and she wasn't under bridge, she was under Terry.
Still, confrontation is not always inevitable, Benny boy.
My point is, if I leave both of them in the squad, it will have effects, negative effects. Reed going to Derby is just costing us money and leaving a hole that we don't have cover for.
It ain't that much money, Pat. Just let it slide, son.
It's the principle.
Yeah, quite. That old thing. Is Woody back yet or what?
No.
Then it sounds like you have no other choice, pal.
Well, the accounts won't look good after today, but it's better in the long run for the squad.
I still find it very strange when you utter a sentence that's completely normal and contains no psychopathic undertones.
Well, the accounts not looking good might be acceptable for everyone else, but just so you know, it fucks me off.
It's just a bit of money.
Jess, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm being toppled like a statue of a fucking slave trader. The only good thing I have against my name, the only fucking thing that ASG like me for, is I'm fucking good with money. I'm really, really fucking good. And when I lose that, I lose it all.
I'm gonna go watch more Sky Sports News.
Nothing is happening, Colin. We are the only club that's doing anything, and even what we're doing is, insanely boring.
I don't know. Smuggling a player out of the club for shagging another guy's wife while he was visiting his dying mother is quite interesting.
He's right.
Yeah, he is, actually. Okay, you can fuck off now, Colin.
See you later.
Kelvin.
What is going on? Fucking bored out of my goddamn mind, man. You sending me or something?
What do you expect us to do, Kelvin?
Get rid of Marco.
Why would we do that? What kind of a kick in the cock is that? Sorry, Marco. Your wife's cheated on you. Your mum's dead. Time to go. Sorry, we're getting rid.
What's wrong with that? Bad news comes in threes, isn't it?
Kelvin, we've arranged something that will get us through this particular predicament in the meantime. And, look, this isn't ideal. And I'm loath to do this, really.
Patrick, come on, we don't have a choice.
I know. It's just, I feel like I'm signing my own death warrant.
I'll pull the trigger if it makes you feel better.
It won't.
Might make me feel better, though.
Right. Kelvin, I've been in touch with...
Trabs on spot!
Woody!
Trabs on spot!
What are you saying? Say words, Woody. Normal
Some
words.
Some fucking place in Turkey. 21 million quid for Marco Nepic.
Oh, the guy's been cheated on. Guys!
And his mum's dead.
Shut up, Kelvin.
21 million, pal.
Sold!
Fantastic. All right, I'll sort it now. Happy fucking New Year, by the way.
Well, that's that then.
I don't feel like we've occupied the moral high ground, to be honest, Patrick.
Nah, me neither. But, hey ho.
What are you doing?
You're going to tell Wayne Rooney to go fuck himself. Kelvin, that'll be all, OK? Keep your dick in your pants until the end of lockdown, please, mate. Reflects badly on all of us. Wazza, Patrick Nolan here. Yeah. Hey, listen, mate, I just wanted to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.